This week we're going to be chatting to Justin Burtman.
The Essential House.
Well, ask Justin, whose idea it was to put that album together?
It was a case of, I was sitting on these dats for 20 years, because when we first opened the club up, we had a dat machine installed into the console. So we just datted the sets, or elements of the sets, you know, pieces, and they weren't sort of like from the beginning to the end of the night, but we would just do like a dat or two dats, which are usually 90 minutes long or 120 minutes long. So we would just record the night. Anyway, and then they were mine, so I just kept them at home. Right. And like, fast forward 19 years, which would be a year ago, I turned around to them and said, you know, I'm sitting on these dads. You know, why don't we do something with them? Because, you know, they're the original recordings. You know, Gavin Fraser, who was the guy that, you know, basically did the whole thing, he was, you know, he was the one that sweated blood to get the thing through to happen, was, you know, was like crazy for the idea, and he was the one that sort of like pushed it through. So it was a combination of me suggesting and then Gavin just getting very excited about it. And to be honest, it was, in a strange way, it was a sort of a little microcosm of the way Ministry came to be in the first place, which was my mad idea and someone else sweating blood and tears in order for it to happen.
Right. So is there anything in the pipeline to release any more albums like this one or not?
The Essential House.
We're looking at that at the moment. Probable. But right. I don't want to say yes, definite, but it's probable. But it's obviously, there is a limited number of stuff of recordings, so it's not like I've got, you know, good damn cassettes and that. But there's probably enough material for at least one more.
Ah, brilliant. So off the set, I mean, can you give a little bit more background about the club as well? I mean, obviously the recordings were taken from what, 91, 92. On the set, can you remember playing that night or not?
I have to say that it's hard to remember any of them, that's really in there.
Always
the only set that I really, really remember on that album was Levant, simply because it was right at the beginning, and I suppose it was just the most... For me, it was just the fact that I'd got Levan, who is my hero, to come and DJ in London. It was that first set. So that was the set that I really remember. As I listened to it, I remember sort of where I was standing, and it was a bit like, you know, sort of where, you know, when people say, do you remember where you were when JFK got shot, or when the Twin Towers came down? It's a sort of big memorable moment in your life. For me, the Levan one was the big one. I have to admit that as the further we go into the history of Ministry, it sort of got blurrier and blurrier. So I have to say, probably not. But
Right. The Essential House.
Are you still involved with the club yourself? Obviously, apart from the album, are you still going to be playing at the club, say for the anniversary? And have you got other sets lined up at the club in the future?
My relationship with the club is more sort of in this sort of level of yes, I've got gigs coming up. I'm doing some tours with them, but the main thing with them is I'm sort of like a spiritual leader for them, or sort of like a bit like sort of like the senior minister that like you have in Singapore. It's a historical connection to the past. So I do stuff with them, like these CDs and stuff like that, but I don't have a day-to-day job with them, where I go into the office every day and have a desk. But I look after things with them. We do projects together, and in the event of doing any other clubs, I always get involved with that. We've built three clubs together, in Singapore and in Kuala Lumpur. So I sort of get involved in that on that kind of level of stuff.
Right. So are you still behind the turntables and decks yourself? Do you still go out and play?
Yes. Yeah, I'm playing in Stockholm this Thursday. I'm playing in Abu Dhabi and Dubai the week after, which is a Ministry gig.
Right.
Then I've got a gig in Italy at the end of the month, and then November I'm playing in Monaco for the Monaco International Clubbing Show.
Right.
So, and then there's stuff like that, and then there's other bits and pieces coming up, but I'm still gigging my old age.
So out of the album, when it's got that, you had to track down all the licensing for all the tracks, were you involved with that yourself or not?
No, that was Gavin. And to be honest, although we, you know, basically it was a process of this. The Dats were given over. We listened to them. We track listed them. It was a job that a number of us did. We got to a point where there were a few tracks we couldn't work out what they were. Even the original DJ who mixed them couldn't remember what the track was.
Right.
So it went off to a good old friend of ours, Jeremy Newell, who's probably one of the more knowledgeable DJs on the planet in terms of what's what. He has an incredible memory for tracks. And what he couldn't find wasn't worth finding, basically. There weren't many, but there were one or two. We just couldn't work out what they were.
Right.
And then we went off and, you know, got them individually licensed, and the vast majority of them were cool. Some of them we couldn't find because the labels didn't exist anymore, the producers aren't alive anymore, and there was just no way of finding them. But it was a very, very, very complicated and slow process, the majors being the more difficult to deal with than the independents. But, you know, eventually we got there.
Say a big thanks to Justin Burtman there for taking time out. For more information, you can check out www.